Ich bin Charissa und meine Empfehlung an alle Entrepreneure: startet mit Shopify erfolgreich durch. Ich verwende Shopify schon seit dem ersten Tag und die Plattform macht mir nie Probleme. Ich habe viele Probleme, aber die Plattform ist nie eins davon. Ich habe das Gefühl, dass Shopify ihre Plattform kontinuierlich optimiert. Alles ist super einfach integrier- und verlinkbar. Und die Zeit und das Geld, das ich dadurch spare, kann ich anderweitig investieren. Vor allem in Wachstum.
Jetzt kostenlos testen auf shopify.de.
I have a bad habit of clicking on things I shouldn't. To clickbait articles for the dumbest stuff, I can't help but click on whatever appears on my screen. I should also mention that I'm fully aware I'm 23 and have plenty of computer and internet experience, but for some reason, I can't resist an eye-catching pop-up on my screen. I've had plenty of mishaps and have had to get some fairly good virus protection on my laptop to make sure I don't completely screw myself over, but no matter how many times I've had to purge my computer of viruses, I've continued to feed this bad habit. But what happened last night will make me think twice about clicking on something I shouldn't. Last night started out like every other night for the past 2 months, lonely and boring. I rent a house with a friend from university, but due to the recent pandemic, I'm left without a job and my roommate moved back in with his parents indefinitely. So, like most other nights, last night consisted of me sitting on the couch, scrolling through mindless nonsense until my ass got numb. It was after a long-winded rabbit hole that started with video game articles and ended with corporate conspiracy theories when an intriguing pop-up appeared on my computer. All it said was, "Want to play a game? Nobody has won yet." That's it. There was no fancy text or cute anime girl that clearly had nothing to do with the game, just those words on a white background in Calibri font. I knew it was obviously a scam. A virus just waiting to download onto my computer as soon as I clicked the link. But it intrigued me, like all pop-ups do. So, I clicked it without hesitation. The page I was taken to was as simplistic as the pop-up. It was a clean page with a basic white background that made it almost barren. There were no links on the side or ads blowing up in my face. I couldn't scroll up or down, and there was no hidden text to highlight. The only thing that was there was a line of black text in the same Calibri font in the center of my screen. It said, "The rules of the game are simple. For the next 12 hours, you cannot respond to any of my messages." Underneath the text was a button that said, "Play game." I was intrigued by this point and thought, is that it? How hard could that be? I looked at the clock and saw that it was 8:07 p.m. I figured that if I started now, I would only need to play for a few hours before I went to bed, and then most of the clock would run down while I was sleeping. Thinking my plan was foolproof, I figured, why not, and clicked the button. As soon as I clicked, the text changed to the words, "Starting now, you cannot respond to anything that you receive. You may read and close messages, but do not respond. You have until 8:07 a.m. Do you understand?" Underneath these words were the two options, yes and no. I figured the rules were pretty straightforward and didn't need much explaining, so I clicked yes. The text on the screen changed to say, "Good luck." I was left staring at those words on the white background. "This is going to be easy," I said aloud to the empty apartment. I waited for something to happen for about 5 minutes, but the screen stayed on the empty white page with the same black words. I was getting bored by this point, thinking that the whole thing must be some joke, and was about to exit the page and find something else to do, when a pop-up appeared on the top of my screen. "Have you enjoyed the game?" with the options for yes and no. I laughed. "Yeah, some game," I said to myself, instinctively moved my cursor over to no as an attempt to chastise the creator for wasting my precious time. My mouse hovered over the no for a second before I realized what I was about to do. "Ah, tricky," I said aloud to no one in particular. I moved my mouse from the no to the X at the top right of the pop-up and clicked, closing it. My attention was held for about 15 more minutes before I started losing interest. During this time, I received a few more pop-ups, each asking similar, innocuous questions, ranging from, "How has your day been?" to, "Do you prefer chocolate or vanilla ice cream?" Seeing that this was going nowhere, and it was going to be easy to ignore these questions, I closed the page and opened YouTube, figuring I would just watch some gaming videos while enjoying a nice bowl of ice cream. After about an hour, I hadn't received any more pop-ups and had forgotten about the game. I was halfway through a video when I got a notification on my phone. I glanced at the screen and saw that it was an email. Too lazy to pick up my phone, I opened the second window on my laptop and accessed my email. The notification looked like it should have been sent directly to my spam inbox, but it was in my primary one. It was a sketchy email with random letters and numbers and a domain I didn't recognize. The title of the email simply said, "Do you still want to play?" This concerned me. I didn't need to put an email or any personal information when I started the game, so we should not have access to that information. Worried that I'd managed to get another virus, I opened my virus protection software and had it scan my computer. While it ran in the background, I looked at the email. The body just said, "I haven't heard from you in a while." I sat there, staring at the screen, wondering how they got my email. After a few minutes, I noticed that my computer scan was finished. Nothing. Zero bugs, zero viruses, all clean. I decided to ignore it. Not long after, I started receiving more emails. At first, they were harmless questions. "What are you doing right now? Why won't you talk to me? Would you consider leaving a review for my little game?" And more like these. After a while, however, they started getting more concerning. I was getting questions about other accounts I had online. "Did you ever get The Binding of Isaac for Switch?" This guy found my Reddit page. I had asked about the game over 3 years ago. I scanned my computer again. Clean. "Did you manage to change your tire?" My search history. "Last week I got a flat tire and had to look up how to change it." I scanned my computer. Zero viruses. "Do you enjoy your new headphones?" My Amazon account. "I bought a pair of headphones a couple of days ago." I scanned my computer. Nothing. At this point, I was getting anxious. How were they finding all my information? I needed to clear my head, so I shut my laptop and went to take a shower. I must have been in there longer than I thought, because when I got back to my computer, I had over 100 new emails. I skimmed through the titles of the various emails and wanted to throw up. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest. He had access to all my social media accounts. In some of the emails, he'd attached pictures taken straight from my Instagram and Facebook pages. In each one, he asked specific questions about my personal life. "Do you miss Sarah? My ex? We broke up about a month ago. Quarantine had put its toll on our relationship. You haven't talked to Sam in a while. Did something happen between you two? One of my old friends from high school. The last time I talked to him was 6 months ago on Facebook Messenger." The more I scrolled, the sicker I felt. This guy had found every digital footprint I had ever left and was waving it in front of me like a grade school bully. As I stared at the lengthy list of emails, what amounted to a mocking snapshot of my life since I was first able to use a computer, I started to cry. Ding! My phone went off. It was a text from an unknown number. "Enjoy the game?" I wanted to scream. I wanted to respond and tell this person to go screw himself. I wanted to tell him to come face me like a man. I wanted to beg him to stop. But I couldn't. I was afraid that responding would make things worse, and I didn't want to give him the satisfaction of winning. I knew I couldn't respond, so I said nothing. I just sat there and sobbed. Ring, ring, ring. The sound of my phone ringing nearly made me throw it across the room. The call was from an unknown number. I stared at the phone as it rang, letting it go to voicemail. Seconds later, I received another text. "Don't ignore me." Ding. Another text. "I know where you live." Ding. "I know you're alone." Ding. "Don't ignore me." Ding. Another text. This time, an image. My hands shook as I opened it. It was a picture of my neighborhood. It was dark, and I could barely make out the street sign, but it was my neighborhood. Judging by the lighting, it looked like it was taken recently. I got off my couch and ran to the front door to make sure it was locked. It was. I sighed a breath of relief as I moved to close the windows and curtains and check the back door. Ding! Another image, this time of the front door of my house. I'd recognized that duct tape door knocker anywhere. I sat there and waited for the next text, wondering what it would be. Nothing. No text, just silence for the next 3 minutes. Bang, bang, bang! The knock on my front door almost made me scream. If I hadn't put my hands over my mouth, then I would have. After holding my scream, I opened my phone to call the police. Ding! Don't call the cops. You wouldn't want to ruin the fun, would you? I called them anyway. The operator said they would be there in 10 minutes. I waited while the knocking continued for another 8. I waited for another 10 after the cops were supposed to arrive and the knocking had stopped. I waited in silence until I was confident enough to move. After what felt like an hour, I slowly started making my way to the front door. Looking through the peephole, I sighed a sigh of relief as I looked at my empty front porch. It seemed like the person had gone. I'd had enough by this point. The doors and windows were locked, so I felt safe enough to go to sleep. I was tired and just wanted to sleep through the rest of this hellish game. I slowly made my way to bed, but before I could get in, 3 loud knocks came from my bedroom window. I ran to my kitchen, grabbed the largest knife I could find, and did the best I could to barricade the door with furniture. The knocking continued. Bang, bang, bang. It kept going. It wouldn't stop. It grew louder with each impact on the wood. It came from the front door, and then the back, then the windows, alternating with every round of knocks. I wanted to yell. I wanted it to stop. I just wanted to go to bed. I didn't get any sleep. The knocking lasted most of the night. There were times when it would stop, and I thought it was over, only for it to pick back up. I watched the clock as it went from 5 to 6 to 7, until it finally reached 8. I watched the clock as each minute went by, ignoring the consistent dings from my phone as I got text after text. 8:05, 8:06, 8:07. That was it. It was over. I had won. No more text. I waited another 3 minutes until 8:10, just to be sure. I pulled out my phone, opened the text, and started typing. "Screw you, I won." Silence. No text. It was over. Ding! It was a picture of the website. There were the words on the white background in the Calibri font. "Starting now, you cannot respond to anything that you receive. You may read and even close messages, but do not respond. You have until 8:07 a.m. Do you understand?" Ding! Same text. I stared at the message, trying to understand their meaning. I stared at them for what felt like forever, until it finally hit me. "Starting now." I had clicked yes. Ding! Another text. "See you soon."